It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It's time for quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Greg Pickle. Greg, earlier in the week, Dustin and I talked very generally about the 2022 recruiting class at Penn State. Now with you, since you are our recruiting guru, I'd like to go a little more in-depth with that class. Right now, there are eight players, eight commitments. They are all four stars, and they're ranked, second in the country.
Yes.
So that's a great sign, great start. The obvious place when talking about a group of commitments, a recruiting class, you got to start at quarterback. That's the most important position. And oftentimes, they are the leader of the class. They help recruit other players. So that brings us to Bo Prabula. He is from, York Central. A lot of people have described him as a Trace McSorley type. So when I found out, he was already, 6'2", 200, bigger than Trace McSorley already, and he's just a junior in high school. What could you tell us, our listeners, about Bo Prabula?
Yeah, you know, Jim, I'll hijack the segment here a little bit, but he gave me a good idea before we came on the air. You had mentioned that which quarterback do you think is the best on Penn State's roster right now? And my answer was Sean Clifford, because I just don't know if I can trust any other quarterback on the roster at this point. And, you know, I think that's the very reason why so many people are looking to 2022 and saying, well, you know what? Once Bo Prabula gets here, everything will be just fine. And, you know, he's not playing the greatest competition down there, but he led his team to a state title appearance this past season. And he's a big kid who can run. He can throw it down the field. I mean, everything he does is impressive. He was the 6A state player of the year, which kind of tells you all you need to know in Pennsylvania. So, you know, I think a lot of people are looking to that 2022 signing class and him in particular and saying, well, you know, he's going to be the one that comes in and changes everything, but that's another year and another season away. So I don't think Penn State can wait that long. But yeah, I mean, he's obviously a guy that I think a lot of people are clearly excited about and happy to have coming into the program. And, you know, there's a reason that Penn State targeted him so early, because he can absolutely do it all.
How high are you on Bo Prabula?
Very. I do think that if he showed up ahead of the 2021 season, Jim, I think he would have every opportunity to start. There's no doubt in my mind. I just think that he's a guy who can kind of do it all. He sees the field very well. He can obviously run the kind of offense that Penn State runs, because his high school team runs a similar one to it. And he's capable, again, of making all the reads, making all the throws. And I do think that if he showed up ahead of this season, he would be the favorite to start. So I'm very high on him.
Wow, that's saying something for him. Again, a lot of Penn State fans are excited about him. Remember, we're still a couple years away from him even showing up on campus.
Right.
Let's go to the wide receivers now in the 2022 class. This is fascinating to me that they already have three wide receivers in this recruiting class, which, by the way, we talked about the new coaches in our previous segment. You've got to at least recognize Taylor Stubblefield, who's the wide receiver coach, when you talk about doing well with wide receiver recruiting. There are three of them. Caden Saunders, who's from Ohio, 5'10", 172, with a lot of people compare him to KJ Hamler. Then the other two players are Pennsylvania guys, Anthony Ivey, 5'11", 170. And then just this past week, Mekhi Flowers, we're choosing to pronounce it Mekhi. Hopefully that's correct. 6'1", 190, a much bigger receiver, and he's out of Harrisburg. So that certainly bodes well for the wide receiver room, does it not?
Oh, there's no question. I mean, a lot of people were panicking about Penn State's class of 2021, Jim. But guess what? The class of 2022 is now number two in the country. And I guess the big problem when you talk about that group is there's, what, eight players already committed to it. It's also the number two class in the Big Ten. But the question you have to ask yourself is, will all of these guys end up coming to Penn State when they, you know, they are going to be at some point, we assume, in 2021 allowed to take visits again? You know, they're going to be able to see some of the schools that maybe they didn't see before. And that's going to be the biggest problem for programs that have, you know, commitments already, is that they're going to have to catch up with all these guys and make sure they get them on campus and make sure that they're not trying to flip to another school. And conversely, Penn State's going to try and flip guys that are committed to other schools. So we'll see. But yeah, I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves here, but I do have a thought on Drew Shelton, the four-star offensive tackle in that vein who has committed. But yeah, let's stick to the receivers for a second. So for all of Penn State's challenges in the last handful of recruiting cycles to get PA's best players, they now have two of them in Flowers and in Ivy, who are both four stars. They're both top 25 guys at their positions. And I think that, you know, Anthony Ivy's rated a little bit low. He's number 23 at his position in the class. Flowers is number 15. This, according to the 247 Sports Composite. I do really believe, Jim, that when these guys get you know, the opportunity to go to camps, go to combines, go to evaluation opportunities, things like that, which hopefully we'll have back in the spring of this year, I do think both of those guys are going to rise. You know, Caden Saunders is just a terrific player, a four-star out of Ohio. And, you know, let's not forget, too, that even though they don't, you know, they aren't receivers, they will be pass catchers. Penn State has two four-star tight ends in this class in Jerry Cross and Holden Stays. So they are bringing in pieces to add to Kirk Straka's offense. There's no question about that. And they're not just pieces. They're very good pieces. If this class stays together, Jim, it will, I think, far and away be the highest rated group that James Franklin will sign. And I'm not really going out on a limb there. That's obviously, you know, they're off to a good start in that department. But, you know, when you look at where these guys are at right now, I think there's only room for those guys to go up and get a higher ranking down the road.
What I believe bodes well, at least among the wide receivers, is the Pennsylvania guys. And this is where I believe Ivy has a connection with Bo Prabula, that they're friends. Flowers is from Harrisburg, also fairly local. That's helpful. Where I have a concern was, it was fascinating to me. You alluded to the tight ends and Holden Stays and Jerry Cross, one from Atlanta, the other from Milwaukee. And I believe it's a little bit tougher to hold on to those guys who are from out of the area. And I don't look at Atlanta and Milwaukee as Penn State's traditional recruiting areas.
Right.
But currently they're both Penn State commits. What could you tell us about them? One 6'4", 220, the other 6'6", 218. They both sound like big wide receivers.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And it won't shock me if one of them ends up being a big wide receiver and not a tight end once they actually get to Penn State. But yeah, I think it's pretty clear that Mike Gesicki and Pat Freiermuth, and of course Adam Brenneman before them, but you know, Penn State's really become a respected place to go play tight end and be able to go to the NFL and become an All-American and all that kind of stuff, all Big Ten. So I think both of those guys just looked at this as, you know what, we are you know, we are excited to go to a place where they do use two tight ends. And, you know, the unsung hero of that conversation might be Nick Bowers, who's not a guy who Penn State fans are going to obviously, you know, remember for a long time or put in the record book. But you know what? When he was the guy behind Pat Freiermuth, he showed last year that they can play two tight ends and make that work. So I think that's a big part of the recruiting pitch as well. And then you have Tyler Bowen, of course, the tight ends coach, who I don't know, Jim, how long Penn State has with him, because he is a rising star in the coaching community. People are watching him to maybe be an offensive coordinator. He was, of course, an offensive coordinator at Fordham, and he was the bowl game interim offensive coordinator for the Cotton Bowl. And people know what his talents are. So I don't think You know, obviously, unless Penn State would move on from Kirk Straka, which seems unlikely, but I think Tyler Bowen's time at Penn State is limited just because his career arc is so great at this point. And so, you know, that's another thing to keep in mind as well, that they, you know, they have a tremendous position coach that kids want to come play for. So when you put all that stuff together, you know, that's how you end up with 2 4-star tight ends who are numbers, Stays is number 6 and Cross number 8 in the 247 Sports composite. They're both top 225 players in the class. And I agree with you. I could very easily see one of them becoming more of the big wide receiver than a tight end. And maybe it stays. He's 6'4", 220 at the moment. But they could use that guy. You know, they have some smaller receivers, obviously, who can make plays and run by guys. But, you know, when they get down in the red zone there, if you're going to be committed to the fade, which I know no one wants Penn State to be, but if you're going to be committed to that, you better have someone, Jim, who can run it. And maybe one of these guys could be it.
All right, a couple more guys to hit quickly here. Drew Shelton, you mentioned him. He's an offensive tackle from Downingtown, Pennsylvania, another Pennsylvania kid, 6'5", 255. What do we know about him?
Yeah, so keep in mind that he's going to IMG Academy now. So he's going to get to test out his talent down there in Florida, and I really think that'll be good for him, and I also think he will thrive down there. So, you know, obviously for Penn State, it's going to be a question of, once he gets down there, do some of the Southern schools have more access to him and start recruiting him and all that? But he is really good. He is really, really good. And I think Penn State fans are going to really see just how talented he is once he gets down there in Florida playing for IMG.
Okay, there's one guy on the defensive side of the ball, Ken Talley, defensive end from Philly. Quickly with him, because I want to ask you about a couple crystal ball predictions also. Go ahead.
Yeah, Ken Talley's a guy that Penn State really wanted. Obviously, Deion Barnes, the grad assistant coach at Penn State, former Lion, obviously, is really recruiting him hard. And they wanted him badly, and they got him, Jim. It was a good pickup there for sure.
Okay, it's great that they could get into Philadelphia. The last two names I want to throw at you, they're not commitments, but in the last couple days, there have been some predictions for them going Penn State's way, and they are Danny Dennis Sutton, a 4-star defensive end, and Quan Williams, a very high 3-star defensive tackle. They're both from Owings Mills, Maryland. What can you tell us about those two?
Yeah, you know, when you look at Owings Mills, I mean, obviously Penn State has had success there in the past. P.J. Mustipher's one that comes immediately to mind. But, you know, at this point, I would say Dennis Sutton seems almost certainly like he's going to be a Penn State commit. It's just a matter of when, not if, as far as I'm concerned. And you've seen the crystal balls come in accordingly. So I would think that at this point, Jim, Penn State will land both of those guys. It's just a matter of when they pull the trigger. You know, Dennis Sutton in particular, Alabama, Michigan, Oklahoma, Tennessee, all on his short list, of course, along with Penn State. They need a defensive lineman like that, and he can be that guy.
Fantastic, Greg. All right, that is it for our recruiting segment. Stick around. In quarter number three, we get a chance to ask Greg. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jim from the Keystone Sports Network. If you're a fan of our Keystone Kickoff Show and you don't want to miss any of our analysis and review of the Penn State football team, there are plenty of ways to make sure you don't miss a single segment of our show. The best way to hear everything that Dustin, Greg, Ross, Bob, and Andy have to say is to download our app, Keystone Sports, from your app store. You can also find us on Spotify, the Apple Store, Google Play, and KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. We are the place for Penn State football analysis.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.